Central Texas is entering the most critical ozone season in its history. Thanks to favorable weather conditions and efforts made by Central Texans, last year the area met the federal standards for clean air with an ozone reading of 75 parts per billion. That just happens to have been the exact amount required by the EPA. Deanna Altenhoff is with Clean Air Force of Central Texas.
Just 3 months ago, EPA suggested they would be lowering the standard to somewhere between 60 and 70 parts per billion. We don't know exactly what that standard will be yet because they're going to finalize it in August, but what we do know is that it will be significantly lower, which is why we're trying to be proactive now.
The solution here is simply driving less. Cars and trucks are the biggest contributors to ground-level ozone, or smog, in Central Texas. But public transportation isn't keeping up with population growth. A just-launched pilot program is aiming to reduce the amount of cars on the roads, even by a little. Travis County and AMD are taking advantage of a new federal tax benefit and will offer a shuttle service for employees starting in June. Tim Mohan is with AMD.
One of the things that people may not know about is you can actually set aside over $200 of your monthly salary tax-free to spend on these alternative commuting arrangements. Kind of like your flexible spending account for healthcare savings, you can do this for alternative transport as well.
If Central Texas fails to meet the new federal requirements, the region could lose federal highway funding, and that could stall many transportation projects. Julie Moody, KUT News.